This is the recording of the Operations Committee meeting, May 6, 2020, Chugach Electric Association.
It's 4 p.m. and I want to call to order the May 6th Operations Committee meeting. The first item is roll call. And I do see online Director Reeves. Who else is online? Director Henderson and Director Chastain. And then in the room is Director Hollis, Director Crawford, and Director Morse. So everyone is present. So the first item is approval of the agenda as written. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded the approval of the agenda as written. Is there any comments, discussion? Hearing none, we're going to go ahead and vote on it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And it passes unanimously. The second item is approval of the minutes from the April 27th Operations Committee meeting. And I do know there was a change, correction that was made earlier today. So hopefully everybody's had a chance to look at them. So is there a motion to approve
the
minutes?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the minutes as written now? Director Hollis?
Yeah. Well, I guess I would just explain my suggested change. We didn't note in the minutes that we had asked Lee if he agreed with the resolution, and Matt felt strongly that that needed to be done, and then Lee said he did, and I wanted that reflected in the minutes.
Correct.
That was actually in the special board meeting, not in the ops meeting, right? Now that I'm thinking about that.
That's a good point. Was that in, that was in the special board meeting, I believe, correct?
All right, and it doesn't belong here.
Hard to keep track
of. All right, so question, Director Hollis.
Question, the under new business on the minutes, new business article A or paragraph A, the it says the motion passed with a 5-1 vote. I believe that should be 4-1. Is that correct?
Well,
because I'm not on the ops committee.
Yeah, counting. But there, five of us voted in that one.
Right.
And so four to one. Oh, that's what you said, right? Yeah. Correct. Right. That should be corrected to 4-1 on the minutes. And then which, have we got the section that needs removed that was added? I'm looking for it.
Well, it's under that same new business A.
Okay, so additionally, that sentence, the board asked Lee whether he agreed with the substance of the resolution, and he answered that he did. That needs struck from the minutes. All right, so now we've had some changes, basically friendly amendments, I would believe. Is that fine with you? You made motion.
Yes.
And second?
Second.
All right, with that, I believe we have the minutes correct, as we all believe. All in favor of the minutes as written with the two minor revisions, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
opposed. And the minutes are approved as written with the two minor amendments. The next item is persons to be heard, and I do not see any persons to be heard or see any on the screen. There is no new business tonight, so we will go into executive session if I have a motion.
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), (2), and (3), the Board Operations Committee go into executive session to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, discuss personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person, however the person may request a public discussion, and discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
So it's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And we're in executive session.
Session.
All right. We are out of executive session now. And back on the agenda, the next item, item 7, is new business. There is none that I know of. Section 8 is director comments. And I am going to start with Director Crawford. We're starting in the room for once.
Well, I think it was a really good discussion tonight. Too bad we didn't have Lee in for the whole time so he could hear all the things that we said. But anyway, I hope this continues to move on. I'm going to miss it.
All right. Thank you, Director Crawford. Director Hollis.
Well, I concur. I thought it was a good meeting tonight. I thought we had good questions, good discussions. And once again, I'm really happy to be part of this group. And I like the way that we can have different thoughts, but we all respect each other's opinions and we work towards the best solution that we can find. So thank you all.
I am going to continue with the Operations Committee members with Director Chastain.
Well, I want to say a huge, huge thank you. It was a great meeting this evening, but I want to say a huge thank you to Rachel and to Harold for really carrying this heavy load on putting this together for the project-specific goals. She did a really heavy lift, and we've met a few times, and she's been doing all the editing, and Harold, thank you for participating. I think it's a good, I think it's a very good activity that we're doing, and I think that we're going to have a much better product. Thanks for all your hard work. And thanks to Susan, who's reached out to the consultant. And I think that all the work that went into it really helped drive the conversation. And I think it's going to make the process much easier. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Director Chastain. Director Reeves.
Well, I don't have much to add. I will second Bettina's thoughts and Harry's thoughts. But I do want to add my comments about Rachel's effort, because of course I see Rachel as taking my place on the board. She's going to run governance. I think she's a hard worker, and I appreciate that a lot. And I'm glad to know that I can fade away into the sunset. You won't even know I'm gone.
That's what you think. But thank you for that optimistic outlook. Director Henderson.
I guess I would say that I think it was Mercer Management offered to do this about 8 years ago, and I guess we should have taken advantage of the superior consultants to assist in making this a more viable operation, and we would not have gone through the last 8 years of blindsiding the administration. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Director Morse.
Sure. Thank you. I think every time when I think this is going to be simple, I am reminded why it is not. But I appreciate all the work that we've all done, the ability to come and meet with Lee and have Lee be receptive to and provide a lot of good information and have a lot of good conversations about what works. It has felt really collaborative and like we have been able to move forward, and that has felt really great. And so I'm excited about getting this part done.
All right, thank you, Director Morse. Lee, do you have any comments?
Well, I appreciate all the work the committee's doing. I'll do my best to improve on the product and get it back out as quick as I can. So thank you.
All right. And from my standpoint, I've heard a lot of talk about half of our executive committee session, but the other half, I just was pleasantly surprised, or not even surprised, but it's really nice to hear all the questioning all the board members were doing towards the MLNP acquisition. It's one of the major things the operations committee oversees. So I like that. So thanks to all the board members for that. And then thank you, Rachel, for leading the charge on the the next phase of the CEO evaluation component that you've been working on. So with that, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.